Welcome aboard the America Tonight train as we take the tracks all over the place across this great nation. The buzz in the backyard, that's what we're looking for. And boy, is there a ton of it. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Boy, busy, busy, busy week. In D.C., they're supposed to get out of town. They, meaning the people who make the laws, Congress, your Congress. Men and women and senators who can't figure out what to do with the payroll tax cut other than to argue the same thing round and round and round again and then stuff a whole bunch of riders in the middle of it. And ultimately what will happen, whether they carry it over past the 16th, I think that the payroll tax extension probably stays. The concern is, well, how are you going to pay for it? Oh, we'll just borrow it from Social Security, and don't worry, we won't run out of Social Security money. If you were expecting some and you paid in your whole life, it'll be there. Don't worry. I think what you should start doing, America, start putting money under the mattress. Might be a lot safer. As long as nobody breaks in, you're okay. All right, speaking of breaking in, how about breaking a cardinal rule? We had our drone, it invaded your airspace, and we want our toy back. It's too expensive. We don't want it to be in a drone museum. Yeah, it's pretty much slim to none chance that we're going to get that expensive piece of machinery back from Iran. They're showing it off. The president has asked for it back, however. But there's been interesting fallout from the CIA drone that was taken down. Are they decoding it? Have the Iranians been able to do that? I think they probably are smart enough to figure out a way. And if you want to see the drone, the only place you're going to see it is in photographs. In the place where they've got it set up, propped up in Iran. All right, we move on to some big things. As I said, massive spending bill taking shape in Congress or not taking shape. I mean, that's always the question, right? They're bickering. It's got to be tiring. Back and forth. We're sick of it. Nobody even wants to hear it anymore. $1 trillion-plus spending bill chipping away at the military, environmental spending, all kinds of things that's being whittled down. And you know, ultimately, this deal freezes agency budgets on average at some of the levels for the recently completed budget year. There's no travel. I have some friends that work for the government. There's no travel in no matter what the position is, whether it's IRS or Navy or, you know, pick an agency. A lot of the travel has just been frozen. Thank goodness. We're not going to travel this year. We're going to actually talk by phone. We're going to actually do the Skype thing. So this proposed bill would pay for the war in Afghanistan. It would give the Pentagon just a 1% boost in annual spending, and the EPA's budget would be cut by 3.5%. The bill covers everything from money to fight AIDS and famine in Africa, patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border, national parks, budget increases for veterans, health care, all kinds of things. So they're negotiating, and this is the Appropriations Committee. They hope to get a final agreement from House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and the White House and unveil that measure Tuesday, Wednesday, sometime before the midnight deadline on Friday, because that's when a stopgap funding measure would expire, and it's not going to go over well with Tea Party people because, you know, we're looking at this ballooning budget and the debt compromise didn't cut very much, and you had, you know, 101 House Republicans who opposed another bundling of spending bills. That's what they do. It's a trick. Just bundle it all together, kind of like the cable companies and the phone companies are trying to do to you. How many phone calls do you get a week about bundling? But bundling is convenient to say, oh, you're going to pay for it down the road. That's what it means to me. And that's what it means in this case. We're going to pay for it down the road. How many times can we pay for it down the road? We're killing ourselves. These riders are killing us. They've got to dump them. How can you possibly push all of this through? I mean, it's like all it is just delaying the inevitable. That's what's happening. We're delaying the inevitable. And we're in trouble. I mean, all of you know that. This is sticky stuff here. Here's what House Speaker John Boehner had to say about the payroll tax cut and, of course, Washington and what's happening.
In addition to the Keystone Energy Pipeline and stopping onerous government regulations, it will extend the expensing of business investments. The American people want jobs. This is as close to a shovel-ready project as you're ever going to see. This is exactly the description of the kind of jobs plans that the president says he wants to enact.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Tying it to the jobs, they're not going to approve the pipeline. It's one of those things that the president doesn't want to really hit head on. And certainly you all know this, because in trying to appease the unions who would want some jobs that would be created if a pipeline went from Alberta, Canada, all the way down to Texas, to the environmentalists, who would be a heavy core of people that would vote for a Democrat, would vote for the incumbent Obama, he doesn't want them to not like what he has to say, especially when it comes to something like the pipeline. So that's going to be, I think that's going to be stopped dead in its tracks. This is the provision he's talking about, forcing the president to move ahead quickly with the pipeline that would run from the northern border all the way down to the south. And this time around, Boehner really didn't answer any questions about, was there going to be a compromise? What's going to happen? Senate Democrats have their own version of a bill that pays its costs largely by boosting taxes. We know that on the wealthy. Republicans want to freeze federal workers' pay and other spending cuts. I mean, see, it's clearly here. This is it. This is the options. Go after the 1%. That's what the Democrats want to do. Freeze federal workers' pay and some other spending cuts. Well, of course, the government is bloated. And listen, I know people that work for the government. I know a lot of people, actually, that I come to think of it, that work, four or five, that work for the government, and it would affect them. But the government is so bloated with all this regulation, with all this nonsense, with overlapping in some places, in some departments of jobs, this is what we're down to now. I think they continue the payroll tax, but I don't know how they do this two-step and dance around these very clearly different ideas of how to deal with this. Which road do you think is the right road? Now, listen, there's a lot of Republicans that say, yeah, you know what? Tax the 1% if you want to call them the 1%ers. Tax them. The president did an interview with 60 Minutes' Steve Croft, and he said, well, you know, we should pay our fair share. The 1%, that, you know, that's me and that's you, Steve. So I don't know. I think they come up with it, but I guarantee it's something that we're not expecting right now. It's a variation of some of the spending cuts that have been mentioned at this point. All right, coming up on the flip side, boy, we've just scratched the surface. We have a long way to go. Some interesting stuff happening that I know you're going to care about across America. 800-259-5791 if you want to flip me a call. Meet you on the flip side.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. By the way, if you're keeping score, Trump has been trumped. Donald Trump is not attracting the Republicans to his debate on the 27th. Just Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, everybody else, is bailing on it. Do you think the Republican candidates should participate in Trump's debate? I mean, he is about the American dream, after all, isn't he? Of course, what people don't always realize is Donald Trump, which he amassed an incredible empire. His father had a lot of friends and was a big-time architect in New York, had already really paved the way for him. I'm still not taking anything away from Trump as far as what he did. But, you know, he does appeal to a lot of Americans. So as somebody said to me today, are the people like Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, are they missing out on an opportunity by not debating, not having Trump be the moderator? Are they missing out in what could be really a big moment for them to move up, to slide up? Well, Newt Gingrich is going to be there. And then afterwards, Trump says he's going to say who he endorses. Santorum, Gingrich. I don't know. What do you think? Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I just wanted to clarify something. Did you say that the cuts that are going to be invoked because the super committee failed are going to be so deep that the Defense Department will only increase by 1% next year?
I did.
Well, that's not a cut. That's not a cut. I can't believe it. You know, this is why, I swear to God, this is why I like these little hippies out there on Occupy wherever they are, because this government is lying to us from the left, from the right, from the center.
Yeah.
They are just, you know, they all were crying and saying, oh, my God, the Defense Department is going to be cut so bad we will be in danger. They're not going to be cut. They're going to be increased by 1%. It's unbelievable, okay, that our government just lies to us now to our face, and then says...
Yeah, because you know what? You make a great point, because you're right. The way it came out at first, and Leon Panetta was going crazy, and if you read everything, and I talked to a couple of people at the Pentagon about it, it did sound as though everybody was going to be driving around in Afghanistan in open vehicles because they couldn't even afford to close them up. That's true. You're right. So then you hear that 1%, and that doesn't mesh with the rest. You're right.
It's just a lie after lie. And, yeah, I think we're going to have to probably just end up voting for Tebow in 2012, you know, because apparently... Apparently he has the magic that, you know, the poor kicker, you know, if it wasn't for a 59-yard field goal at the end of regulation, Tebow would have been the man that was eating crow. He'd thrown an interception. He'd only scored 7 points, right? He would have been the scapegoat. But the guy kicks a 59-yard field goal, ties the game up. The other team, like, fumbles or something. And the guy kicks a 51-yard field goal, and still nobody knows the kicker's name. Apparently it's Tebow, you know. Yeah.
I like that. Prather, by the way. But I like that. You're right. It's all about Tebow. Everybody is talking about it. People who don't even follow football. Yeah.
And, you know, talking about religion, I think somebody should propose a law, Kate. You know, they had this guy over in Hollywood shooting people and yelling Allah Akbar. And you know how if you have a gun and you try to rob 7-Eleven, you got to think about it twice, because if you're caught with a gun, you get longer time. The same thing should be with religion. Since we have freedom of religion, and if you're out there committing a crime in the name of religion, that goes against one of our tenets of freedom. And you should be treated just like if you had, you know, they should double up your time. You know, it should be like a religious intolerance crime or something like that. Because, you know, all these lone wolves out there from the Islamic religion that start shooting people, you know, in a mall or something, they got to know that they're going to be treated worse if they're doing that for, man.
And, yeah, you know what? You know what? It's interesting you say that, because I was watching a documentary about China, and of course, there's a lot we could talk about with Red Dragon, and I think you and I are on the same page with what's happening with China, manufacturing, the imports, everything that we've done to this country. But right. one of the things they don't tolerate there is if there's mosques that are being built, you have to be 18 years old to even enter the mosque. You have to have permission from the Chinese government, which, of course, is a communist government, unless you live in an urban area, you have a chance to make a little more money. But still, they control the media, and they control information flow. But listen, I'd agree with that. They're very careful about where the mosques are set up, because they're worried, as they see what's happening in other countries and in the United States, that whole feeding frenzy of hate.
Hey, Kate, have you put up your mistletoe yet?
I have not, but you're bugging me so much that I feel compelled to do it tomorrow.
I'm going to put it on your Facebook every day, that question, until you put a picture of that mistletoe on your Facebook. And
you are so crazy. I will do it. Thanks. Bye-bye. Mistletoe. I don't know. I have to go to Minnesota. I've got to go to the mothership to get mistletoe. Does anyone really? Let's be serious. Come on. Does anyone even put up mistletoe anymore? That's just an old song. Do you think anybody who's like 22 knows mistletoe?
Yes, because it's a good way to spark some activity and flirting at a holiday party.
Well, for you, Mr. Single, yes, actually that would be good for you. It would be fun if you walked around, if you had mistletoe in your pocket and pulled it out.
I don't know if I'd do that, but I've been to parties. I guess not so much recently, but when I was younger, that there'd be mistletoe around somewhere. So it happens.
I don't know. I think that's cool. If somebody came up to me
I still don't know what it is, though.
If it's just like a leafy thing.
I know, but where does it come from?
I don't know.
Is mistletoe a plant?
From the forest of Minnesota.
I don't think so. I don't know.
But it's just that one of those traditional things. But if you, I'm thinking out loud, I'm saying this out loud, and I'll probably regret saying it, but I don't know, of all the crazy cheesy lines somebody who's single can come up and say to a single girl, especially if she's with a bunch of other
girls.
All
right, by the power of Google, I've figured out that it is indeed a plant.
It's a plant.
It's an actual plant.
Wow. Mistletoe plant. Yeah, crazy. I think it would work. I think it would work for Matt. Anybody out there rolling single, it could be, in the right circumstances, that could be kind of clever. If you had mistletoe and you spotted someone that you liked, that intrigued you, that sparked your interest, it could be clever to go up with the mistletoe. I don't know. I'm sure some other women might be listening to this and think
it's
very cheesy.
Seems a little juvenile, though.
Oh, no. A little bit. You have to just position it correctly.
I don't know. It reminds me of the old the snowball at the skating rink, if anybody remembers that.
What's a snowball at the skating rink?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, the snowball at the skate.
You hit somebody around with the snowball?
No. They play a song, and then you pick a partner, you skate around with them, and the DJ or whoever says snowball, and then you're supposed to pick a new partner. And you always, the first chance, you always went and grabbed the girl that you had a crush on in class. I think they did it at some dances, too, but I remember it really well at the skating rink. I don't know. I missed that.
You are old. I have never heard of that snowball.
Really?
And grab a different... No. Hmm. That is not a Northeast thing, I can tell you.
It's a Minnesota thing.
Anybody listening across the country?
Although, now that I think about it, I can't really see that catching on down in, like, Tennessee or something like that. So, I don't know. I'll have to look that up, too.
I don't know. It's an interesting concept. I have skated a lot, and I have been in probably the situations that Matt's talking about, where we would go, the hockey team would be done, and there would be open skate. And so we would skate, but it wasn't really a pickup-y thing. And it was definitely, nobody screamed out snowball. There was none of that going on. There's just cheesy music playing in the background, crappy hot chocolate. But fun skating, you know, having the chance for the ice, for the hockey team to leave and to have the ice to yourself, a big sheet of ice, and you're skating around. Some people in the middle were doing other stuff, but definitely not that. I don't know. I think the mistletoe would probably work better for some of you out there if you're single during the holidays. Coming up, plenty of thoughts on the Arizona immigration law and some other things, too. We're going to check the mail next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN.
That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Talking about things that we didn't know the origins of, like mistletoe, duh, it was a plant. And of course, Matt looked that up. And then snowball, this phenomenon in Minneapolis in Minnesota where you skate around and then they scream snowball out over the loudspeaker and you switch partners. That is brutal. Is really a true thing, and they do it all over the country, apparently. Here's another one for you that I just don't get, and this is everywhere. I don't care what your accent is. I don't care where you are. If you're listening to me in Connecticut or Illinois or Iowa, Texas, the West Coast, Washington, anywhere, one thing that you see are guys, not so much girls, but a little bit girls, and they wear it a little bit differently, is the pants that are practically on the ground. How do they keep, I don't get how they keep the pants up. It's even become a law in some states because of the frustration over the saggy pants. Well, check this out. In South Carolina, I read this story, that they're sick of it. They're tired of the whole saggy pants thing. And, you know, look, everybody coming up knows they always do something, teenagers especially, that annoy their parents. And it's often how they dress, whatever it is, whether it's the crazy flash dance look where you had the baggy sweatshirt and the cut, it was cut on one side, your shoulder, the shoulder was bare. Do you remember that? And there was the, you had the wife beater shirt underneath it. I mean, all kinds of crazy things, from everybody getting perms to hair that's dyed five different colors to, you know, another era where people wore high boots. Girls wore high boots. It's, and the same with the guys. Short hair, bald heads, shaved heads, tattoos, no tattoos. But the saggy pants thing is particularly annoying. And I'm all for freedom of speech and expression. But just to me, because I've seen it so much, I don't know how they're keeping the pants up. So in South Carolina, what they decided to do was they decided they were going to just hand out belts. They'd see kids with their pants hanging down all the time, and they decided they were going to change that culture, that dress. And they were going to have the option to check out a belt for the day. So almost like you check out a library book, you can go check out a belt. So that's what's happening. They're having them go check them out and wear them. Wow. And I'm sure they really want to wear those belts, but they're doing it. They're wearing, apparently, it's kind of working. They're wearing the belts. All right. I said we were going to head to the mail room, so let's get down there.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. We do have mail. We have a lot of mail and a lot of different things because so much is going on, including one of the biggest things happening is what's happening with the Arizona case. Just because now it's definitely happening, it's going to be challenged. And what's interesting to note is it really already could be a loss for Arizona. And the reason why is because Elena Kagan bowed out. And she's the Supreme Court Justice that was the Solicitor General when this whole issue came up. So she was working on it. She was working on the government's case against Arizona, challenging it, that we're the feds, we make the rules, you can't come over and say that you're going to start enforcing our law that we already have on the books because you're frustrated with what's happening there. You can't do that. So she had to recuse herself. Otherwise, it would have definitely, how could she say she would be objective? So now you have 8. That means it could be a 4-4 split. If it's a 4-4 split, and we're talking about the law, all of you know it, the law in Arizona that they wanted to pass, that they did pass but was challenged immediately, never went into effect, where somebody that was stopping somebody for a violation would ask them, would be required legally to ask them about their legal status. And people went crazy in Arizona on both sides of this, a lot of them totally backing up the governor because she could have vetoed it, and then others just attacking her, saying that that was wrong and there would be profiling and people would be looking for a certain kind of person, and that would be a way to round up illegals. It'd be like throwing out a net and snatching up all the illegals and then saying, oh, by the way, do you have proof that you're here legally? I don't agree with that. I don't really think that was the intent. I think they're having lots of problems in Arizona, especially any of the counties and jurisdictions that border our border to the south. And which, by the way, there's all kinds of people that are coming across. There's all kinds of people that are in the country illegally. In Boston, listen, I can't tell you how many, I'm going to say probably a dozen people I've met with Irish accents who are in the country illegally and getting paid under the table. It's illegal. I mean, they're here illegally, right? Is that any different? But it's really, 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 really what's happening is the coyotes taking advantage of the people, getting them across, getting caught, dumping people off, crazy rape trees that they have along that border where the women that they bring over, they, you know, literally you see all the underwear hanging in the trees because they've all been murdered in many cases and raped. And this is by people bringing them over for a crazy amount of money. So some pretty awful things are happening. The bodies on ice in the trucks because they don't have enough room in the morgue, not claiming the people. So let's say you do have some, there is a case of somebody coming over and they want to come over and they get over and then, ultimately something happens and they end up with nobody knows who they are, family in Mexico or some other place. Has no clue what's happened. It's nuts. Crazy nuts. All right. Veering into a different direction. Here's one from Al. who says, Kate, I do not understand what's going on with the Republicans. Why aren't they taking advantage of this crazy unemployment rate? Both you and I know the unemployment rate is much higher than this 8 lame, this 8 plus blah, blah, blah. It doesn't make any sense to me. I would attack it if I were on the Republican side of things. What do you think? I think it is being attacked. I think lots of Obama policies are being attacked, and lots of what's happening more than Obama. What's happening on the Hill is being attacked by the people who are running. My goodness, they've had 11 debates so far. If you watch any of the debates, you would definitely see that that's what they're doing. So I think for some reason you're not getting a sense that that's happening. It is big time, and it'll become more fever, the pitch of that will, as we get into the primaries coming up in January, the first one in New Hampshire, which we'll be broadcasting from there. Okay, here's a one from Jeff Williams, who says, Hello, Kate. Did you happen to see what Michael Savage said? He's offering Newt $1 million to get out of the race. What do you think about that? $1 million to drop out. Isn't this mere chump change for Gingrich? It is mere chump change if you listen to some of the things that he said about how much he was being paid for speeches and being a lobbyist and all that sort of stuff. And I think Savage is just sick of, he doesn't like the idea of Gingrich being in there, and the fact that, and I agree with him on this, that he took money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I mean, could they be more corrupt? Absolutely. So there are a couple of things that he nailed Gingrich on that he was dead on right about. That he was dead on right about. So he's offering $1 million. $1 million to drop out of the race, as he's saying, for the sake of the nation. And what, and you know, part of what he's saying is, and that's not going to happen, of course, it's going to get headlines and whatnot, but what he's saying is that Newt is taking away votes, too. That's the other thing. As long as he continues to climb in the polls, that's what's, you know, that's what's ultimately happening there. All right, this one comes to us from Allison, who says, Kate, I enjoy your show. Started listening a couple of weeks ago. To be honest, I wondered what you thought of this. You know what? I am a Hispanic woman, but it shows you just how far things have come. I'm not so sure it's always in such a, it's a good thing, because isn't English the official language here in the United States? And I saw these announcements of where they were speaking Spanish, and they were talking about threats to the government. I did see a clip of that. I think that's what you're talking about. The Department of Homeland Security said they were going to have some Spanish language campaigns to encourage Latinos to report suspicious threats to the United States that they can call, too, that here's where you can call. So, and Napolitano said, listen, terror and suspicious activities are a threat to everybody, no matter what language you speak. So, you know, it's interesting, though. You think about this, the hospital problems, the welfare problems, the, you know, disregarding of so many of our laws, and that's what we come up with? Come on.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away. away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent. Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
America Tonight, a little bit later this week, on our Wednesday into Thursday show in the second hour, Harry Rinker, the guru, the old man of collectibles. I like Harry Rinker. He has such a good personality, and he has just a treasure trove of stuff that he can't even get rid of because he collected things for so long. He wrote like 6 or 7 books, maybe even more than that. One of them was on toys. It's in the Smithsonian, and he is a rare kind of cat. He would probably dig this story. They found a 1787 gold Brasher doubloon. It's been sold for $7.4 million, one of the highest prices ever paid for a gold coin. So if you have things that you collect, you want to make sure that you call us for one segment, and we do it, and it's in our second segment of the second hour on Wednesday into Thursday, because Harry's your guy. You will get his little appraisal on the air, and he's so good at that. Plus, you can send him the item, too. He'll ask about that. But what's cool about this coin that they found, it's a New Orleans-based coin, and it was a precious metals company that had the deal, that brokered the deal, and the doubloon was bought by a Wall Street investment firm. How about that? Mm-hmm. Minted by Ephraim Brasher, a goldsmith and neighbor of George Washington. It's got 26.66 grams of gold, slightly less than an ounce, worth about $15 actually when it was minted. The gold value today would be more than $1,500, but they don't care about that. The doubloon is considered the first American-made gold coin in the U.S. The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia didn't begin striking coins until 1790, till the 1790s. And I have to say it's pretty cool looking, but the amount that they paid for it, I don't think so. 7.4 million. 7.4 million. All right, here's what I like to call where we mix it up, mosh it all together. Because you know what? Mosh pits now are kind of retro, but you go to a 90s band concert and they're still trying to do that. I mean, seriously, they are. So a question that I got from somebody earlier in the day from Ed is, we were talking so much about the election, and Ed's question I thought was pretty good. He asked me if I was on the Vulture watch and who I thought was going to be the first to go. And I've asked that question before. Who thinks the first to go? Well, Herman Cain, of course, is out of it. But who else as we get thicker into this? And I have to say, I mean, is it Rick Perry? Is it John Huntsman? Is it Michelle Bachmann? Who goes after the first few primaries? And I don't know. I would have to say maybe Rick Perry. Maybe Rick Perry steps aside and surprises people that want to see him stay in the race. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he shocked some and decided he was gonna call it quits. I think the oops moments hurt him, and he's not stupid that he doesn't realize that. He can come up with humor and twist it and bend it however he wants to, but the bottom line is he has had some super, super blunders that it's tough to overcome. And I don't know that you and I care if somebody gets bongled, bungled's my made-up word, if they get tangled up in speech. But he's had some really bizarre moments of things he didn't know. And he's had a couple of them lately. They call them oops moments. And he's had too many oops moments. And I think that, to me, that spells, how long do I hang around in this race if I don't think I'm going to win it? How long do I hang around? It shows you that we're in desperate times, and I think unemployment is higher than what we're being told. But it's not just here in the United States. In other countries, they're struggling as well. Police in Brazil's southeastern Sao Paulo state are investigating the theft of 55 tons of corn from a moving train. According to the police blotter there, they say the thieves greased the train tracks, making the wheels of the 54-wagon locomotive just skid and slow down before they used a tow truck with a hook to remove the containers. Boy, that is pretty brassy to do that. They must have been watching the train for a while, and they knew exactly what was going to happen, where it was going to stop and whatnot, because it's kind of like the Wild West, those train robberies. They show up, they have horses, they're on horses, and they steal from the train cars. They steal from the people that are on the train. Pretty bold move. And I have to believe they knew what they were doing. Have to believe that's what that was about. All right. It's interesting in talking about crime. This was a strange story to come out. One of the more strange stories, to be honest, that I've saw in a long time. That's why I'm bringing it up here on the show. How about the guy that was sentenced to life because he forgot he was in jail at the time of the crime? LaDondrell Montgomery had his conviction for armed robbery and a life sentence overturned thanks to his attorney. Ooh, what team were they playing on? His attorney for discovering he was in jail at the time of the crime, but he still wasn't free. He is in jail with 5 more robbery charges. Well, we took one off the books, But sorry, you're stuck with the others. You're stuck with the others. And this guy's 36 years old. He had several times where he was behind bars in his 20s. And that's why he was so confused. He couldn't remember when he was in jail or when he wasn't in jail. I'm not sure. Just chalk me up for maybe. Maybe I was in jail at the time, or maybe I wasn't. You hate to hear about accidental shootings for people who hunt. You hate that. I mean, how many jokes were made at the expense of Cheney, Dick Cheney, for his hunting accident, if you remember. And I was stunned when I first heard the story. Two students were wounded at a Texas middle school, and the first thing you think is, oh, man, what happened at the school? But they're saying that hunters might have shot the students who were hit by the gunfire while trying out for the basketball team. It was two boys. One was 13 and one was 14, and they were there. It happened around 4:45. The school was placed on lockdown. The school district, they were worried about this because shots fired, somebody going down. At the time of the shooting, one of the boys was going up for a layup. The other was trying to turn out, kind of. And it's too early to tell whether the students were targeted or if it was just kind of a crazy, stupid shooting that was accidental. Were they hunting? It was accidental. They said the shots didn't come from the campus and weren't a result of a drive-by anyway, at least not that. But the area we're talking about with this middle school just opened up on a rural area, which is about 50 miles northwest of Brownsville, which is a very tough area. And there's open stretches of land, so maybe that's exactly what was happening there. They were off just trying to shoot, and unfortunately the kids were there and they were close enough where they got hit. Ugh, scary because they're still trying to trace it. They don't know, and plus there's been a problem with gangs at the school, so maybe it's just wishful thinking that it was coming from a different direction. If you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me. You know how to do it. It's so easy. Go to americatonight.net, hit the email drop down, and you are in.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Duh. Winning.